Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So today I'd like to talk about something I call the marketing trifecta. What's a marketing trifecta? Well, it's the three points of contact that you need to make on a regular basis if you want to be successful in online marketing. Those three points include, number one, a killer website. And what I mean by a killer website is you have to have a website that attracts visitors and gets them to do what you want to do. It also has to be very customer focused. The second point is analytics. You need some kind of measurement. You can't run a business without understanding your books, right? But a lot of people try to do that. They just hand it off to their accountant and they really don't know what they're making. And the same thing happens all the time with online marketing. I can't tell you the number of people that don't check their analytics. And the third piece is creating great content that drives people back to the website that you can measure. So let's start with point number one. What's a killer website? All right, a killer website, number one, has to be very focused on who your avatar or your ideal customer is. When they show up on the homepage, does it say, okay, you have a question, I've got an answer? And does it point them to that answer? One of the biggest mistakes I see people making all the time is they try to cram the proverbial 10 pounds of you-know-what into a 5-pound bag, and they try to answer everything, and the homepage is like mega long, and you make people scroll to look at stuff. And you know what? Sometimes that works. If it's a sales page and you're specifically selling one thing, that's great. But more often than not, websites are trying to sell multiple concepts. So are you answering the question that the people are asking on that homepage? And it could be question A, question B, question C. So question A can be, I have a problem and I need a solution. If you click here, I'm going to take you to a page that describes that solution and how we are the best possible answer to that for you. That's what people are looking for, is they have a question, they want an answer. They don't want to go through why you're the best company to do this and how many things that you've done in the past that have solved other people's problems. They have a question, they want an answer. Maybe on the homepage, they want to know, why should I trust you? What is it that's important about your company that's different than the four other websites I looked at so far? That could be testimonials. It could be video testimonials, audio testimonials, written testimonials, but it's something that says that other people believe in your solution and they should maybe act on it. Or the third one may be just as simple as, how do I contact you? One of the biggest mistakes I see is that people neglect to put contact information on every single page. Face it, most people are going to pick up the phone or they're going to email you or they want to fill out a contact form to contact you so they can ask a question. You need to make it as easy as possible for people to do that. So when people get to your website, are they asking the question? Are they trying to build trust? Are they trying to contact you? Those are just three ways. It could be a lot different if you're doing an e-commerce site, but a killer website is very customer focused and answers exactly what they're looking for in the fewest possible clicks. The second piece of this puzzle is analytics. Now again, I can't tell you how many people I've set up analytics for, I've taught them how to read them, and they just don't check them. Even people that I know that are incredibly intelligent and understand internet marketing don't go in and look at their analytics. And part of it is because they're overwhelmed with how much information is there. What you really need to do is focus on the things that are important to you to understand. And that can be, number one, what pages are people going to? Where are they entering my website and exiting my website?
Am I converting people to do what I want them to do? Am I getting them to my contact page? Are they clicking on a particular button and getting to a thank you page? Whatever it is that you're trying to get them to do, you have to guide them through the process, and you need to measure if it's working or not. The other things that you want to look at is, where are my referral sources coming through? Are they coming through social media? Are they coming through Google? Are they coming through AdWords if you're paying for AdWords? If you're not seeing exactly how people are getting to your website, how do you know if what you're doing is working? So that's the key with analytics, is having benchmarks that are important to you and that you measure them on a regular basis so that you can adjust what you're doing, as opposed to just say, what I'm doing is working and not working, because that's what a lot of people do. It's like, I got new people on my website. Yay. I didn't get as many as last month. Ooh. You know, you have to understand how the traffic is getting there, what they're doing when they're in there, and are they achieving the goals that you're hoping for? Step 3. Are you creating content that is driving people back to that website? There's lots of different ways to generate content. Blogging, by far, is one of the best, because if you're writing a blog, that can be not only shared on social media, but it can be aggregated across many other platforms. I wrote a blog about using Google Analytics a couple of weeks ago, and on Business to Community, it had over 500 shares, and then on LinkedIn, it had hundreds of shares, and hundreds of people came and visited it, and I can see through analytics that that one blog post is driving traffic back to my website. I'm generating content that people want to learn about, that are reading, and it's drawing them into the website. There I have the opportunity to do a handful of things. I can get them to subscribe to my email list. I can get them to actually pick up the phone and call and answer questions for them. I can get them to book one-on-one calls, or I can get them to come to presentations that I'm giving. The whole purpose of that content is to draw them into the website so that when they have a question, I'm answering the questions, I'm giving them the information that they need, and I'm developing a rapport and a relationship with them so that I can continue to communicate with them. So this marketing trifecta is so incredibly important, because all three things work in concert. Without having the killer website, I have no place to drive them to. Without the analytics, I have no way of measuring how people are getting to the website and what they're doing when they get there. And without the content, I'm not giving people a reason to want to come back to the website. Yeah, you can get people to your website once, but can you get them to come back again and again? Because you never know when the time is right for them to want to purchase your stuff, your product, your service. You have to continue to give them a reason to want to come back, and that's why generating content is so incredibly important. Using tools like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest to drive traffic back is just one way to do that. Using aggregators to aggregate your blog, like, for example, on my podcast, it's not only up on iTunes, but it's on Stitcher, it's on iHeartRadio. There are so many different ways to drive people back, and then there's a sign-up form for my email list, so that when I'm doing a webinar or have a special event, I have the opportunity to communicate with these people. So all three of those things work in concert. Your website is home. That's the place where transactions happen. Your analytics help you measure how your website is performing and where the traffic is coming from. And then finally, your content is what draws people back in so that you have an opportunity to communicate with them again and again. So this marketing trifecta is a concept that has worked so well for a lot of my clients, and the most successful ones get it. And when they get it, they start to see a return on their investment. Yes. Blogging and podcasting takes time, but when you see an increase in revenue, you realize it's worth it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.